Didn't it paid off in the end, you feel?
Yeah.
It was another very good game. Credit to Rochdale, so, you know, they've scored, I think, some years ago, 12 goals in the last three away games, something like that. So they're more than capable, and the big lad heading it on, as he did today, two runners, they caused you problems. But the most important period was in the middle of the second half when they were on top and we didn't concede. And then we go and get the winner, you know, the last 10 minutes, and could have had a second one after that.
I guess when you see a team like Rochdale, it's a sign that nothing is going to be a given in this division, is it, this year?
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
In lots of ways, you said, lads, that's probably one of the toughest games we'll have here this season, in lots of ways. You see, with the last two matches, Crawley and Rochdale coming here, they've upped the games, you know, as well, you know, to really make it difficult for us. And that's the sort of thing we've got to get over. Character and spirit that we did today, and some good play as well.
Yeah.
But we started the game well, and I think we can see a sort of pattern emerging of how we're looking to play.
Which is, in your words, rather than ours.
Yeah. It's what you see. We're trying to get the ball wide into wide areas, and you know, no surprise, coincidence that Jam scored the winner today from, you know, White coming in from wide position. So I think we've got some dangerous wide players in the squad. So we've got to get it to them, and then get Jose on the ball as well. When we did that, we looked good.
His persistence paid off, didn't it, as well, there, because he kept on going and going and going.
Yeah. And he's been our main threat today, so, and he's a bit lucky, I think it was across to the far post, but I don't think an awful lot's been dropping for us in the penalty area. You know, one of somebody's back in the first half, dropped to the goalkeeper and coming off people's heels, so I think we were due a break and deserved it today.
The other thing as well is that I guess you'll be very pleased about is the clean sheet, because it's something you've spoken about before.
Yep.
And they're a team that score goals, isn't it? I think it's seven in the last two.
Yeah, that's why you can't afford to go absolutely gung-ho against them. You know, they leave three up the majority of the time. They break well at you. They've got pace. And I think concentration is a key thing today.
Yeah.
And Mark really only had one real save, and that was in the 90th minute, which was a superb save again. So concentration, everything, we defended well today.
Where do you think there's still more to come from me? From the side,
I think in and around their penalty area, I think a bit more quality, better decision making. I think we're getting into some good positions, just not quite making the right decision or executing the situation properly. So we just keep working on that.
Yeah, that's something you obviously feel can be rectified within the squad.
Yeah, definitely confident. And you know, we're getting it into Mersby in the first half, especially just outside the box. And normally he skips past people and gets a shot, and he didn't quite today. Joe's got in some great positions, so just keep working on that.
How was he?
Jamie? He's got a dead leg. And we're a bit, well, it's, first of all, I'm not our responsibility. We should have checked on him before making the substitution. But also, he's got to give us a shout, you know, and then we've ended up making two in a minute.
Yeah.
And used up a sub unnecessarily, really. So, but it's just a dead leg, it's stiffened up. Hopefully, we're okay for Tuesday.
It was obviously a show of faith in young Mark as well.
Yeah.
Just
thought it was that sort of game where we needed a bit more movement. That was why we went with the strikers that we did today, with Murph and Jose and Mark McNulty, so rather than the big sort of target man up here.
I think you're just starting to see now what the side is capable of. They're starting to assert themselves a little bit more on the table.
Still coming together.
Yeah.
I think we're still sort of evolving as a team and as a squad, but I think we're seeing signs and patterns now. You know, certainly in the last few games in West Ham and Preston, and then again today.
And if you don't, I mean, obviously the goals, you will want to score more goals.
Yeah.
If you're not conceding,
no.
Listen, that's stating the bleeding obvious, and I appreciate it, but it's...
I think that'll come.
Yeah.
I think that'll come. You know, I thought, you know, you get a goal early on, it might be a different case, a different situation today, but I think the goals will come.